Shalom, and welcome to the Gospel Bite. I trust you are doing wonderful in the Lord. I have a little thought here I would like to share with you today. And if I'll put a title to it, it will be, Be Thou an Example. Be Thou an Example. And I'm going to take my text from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And I read, Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. The word of God stresses, let no man despise thy youth. Let no man despise thy youth. And what is your youth? What is thy youth? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. As quoted in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Now, the eagle, a very magnificent and mighty bird, the higher it flies, the clearer it sees. Is your strength being renewed daily in the Lord as an eagle? Now, the Bible says again in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, and it reads, Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Therefore let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Apostle Paul also entreated the brethren in Philippi to follow him, meaning follow his footsteps as an example. We can find that in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, which reads, Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have as for an example. Also in Titus chapter 2, verse 7, it reads, In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Now, by the fruit you are bearing, are you known as a believer of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you play a double standard in life? Or you only profess with your mouth, but your heart is far away from the Lord? What doctrines are you following? Are they sound doctrines? Are they the doctrine of the apostolic fathers? Or are they strange and corrupt? Also, are you a grave person? Are you able to rule your house very well, putting your children under subjection, or you are a weakling in the faith. Now, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the messenger of our age, William Marion Branham, he entreated him, "If thou will be sincere, nothing shall stand before thee, not even cancer." What do we see in our day? Insincerity had become the order of the day. Both believers and ministers of the gospel don't do as they say. They say one thing, but do the other. They tend to play the double standard. As a minister of the gospel, do you lord it over your flock? As Apostle Peter rightly said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, "Neither being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." Or do you accommodate each and every one of your assembly? Brethren, in conclusion, may the Lord help us to think on these things. And may the Lord help us to be a shining example unto the world, so that the men will see the good works in us and give the praise and glory unto our Heavenly Father. Let your light so far shine. May the Lord help us and strengthen us in our Christian journey. Till I come your way again by the gospel bite. Stay tuned and amen.